listener production.
Hello, I'm Paige Busher with your local news briefing. Concerning stats coming out of the Midwest Gascoyne region, 278 bushfires have sparked up in the region since October 1st. Authorities say 25% of those are suspicious or believed to be deliberately lit. It's officially been 3 years since Cyclone Seroja wreaked devastation across the Midwest Gascoyne, and the Nationals have vowed to form the WA Resilience and Recovery Agency if they return to government at the next election. Shadow Emergency Services Minister Martin Aldridge says it's about building resilience and assisting affected towns in their recovery.
One of the things that we've learned from sustained natural disaster events in Western Australia and indeed across the country is that they're going to happen more frequently, and they're going to happen with increased severity. And so it's time that we work with our communities by building resilience.
The Gascoyne is the latest to benefit from safe, stable and clean energy. The Northwest Interconnected System, recently linking up to Horizon Power's Smart Connect solar network, spanning a host of regional towns including Carnarvon, Coral Bay and Meekatharra. Horizon Power's Michelle South says the initiative helps fix common solar problems including stability, frequency and voltage issues.
Smart Connect solar resolves these challenges by balancing the different energy flows across the network, including energy produced by central power stations and customer solar. So this means that we can let more customers install solar and save on their power bills.
In sport, the Geraldton Buccaneers will head south this weekend, the side gearing up to take on the Southwest Slammers at the Eden Rec Centre tomorrow night. A doubleheader weekend, they'll also play against Mandurah on Sunday. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.